Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you're able to join me today as we continue on in a message I've entitled In the Fullness of Time. And we began by looking at those beautiful passages in Ecclesiastes where it talks to everything there was a time and a purpose to every season under heaven, that God has a plan not only for our lives individually. He selected the moment of our birth. He knows the day of our death, unless He comes soon and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to be with the Lord, with all of our loved ones in the air. We don't know how much time we have, but the time obviously is getting very short as we see the prophetic word of God being fulfilled in current events. And so, beloved, it behooves us that we have to redeem the time and be not ignorant of Satan's devices, because the enemy will do all that he can, even those who have confessed the Lord, to make us apathetic, to make us dull of hearing, to cause us to sleep. Look at the parable Jesus shared about the 10 virgins, the 5 wise and the 5 foolish. We need to keep our lamps trimmed. We need to keep our lamps filled with oil, which represents the Holy Spirit. And so in the days in which we are living are momentous times in which God is moving all around the earth. We may not see a great deal happening in this country, but beloved, there are multitudes that are coming into the kingdom of God. The gospel is being preached around the world. Jesus said that would happen in every nation. The word of God would be preached, and then the end will come. And so, beloved, we have a job before us. We need to pray for our nation. We need to pray for revival, that God, and it, the responsibility, beloved, rests on and in the people of God, that we need to seek the Lord while He may be found. I began this week by sharing passages from the book of Joel, that second chapter, and the prophet said to rend your hearts, not your garments, and to seek the Lord. And if we will do that, beloved, God is calling us to a time of consecration, of surrender. Well, we may have thought, you know, sometimes you think, well, I've surrendered all to God, and yet the Holy Spirit has ways of finding areas that we're not quite as submitted as we think we are, but it's a process, and the Holy Spirit is very patient, and He deals lovingly and gently and surely with each of the children of God. And aren't you glad for those seasons in your life, the workings of His purposes and plans? And sometimes it's only as we progress along, we can look back and we can see the marvelous pattern, even though we might not have understood it at the time. Nonetheless, there is a pattern and a purpose for our own individual lives as well as for the Church of the Living God. That God knows exactly what He's doing, and even though we may not know the timetable, everything is moving according to His plan. And now what He is doing now is He's maturing the saints of God. And as I have read the Bible, I've come to learn the Apostle Paul and what he was saying. I've come to love him very deeply because he had such a revelation of God. He must have known something of the peace of God. Jesus said, remember, peace I give you. I've overcome the world. Be of good cheer. There's going to be tribulation in the world, but these things I've spoken unto you that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. And I want to read just a few verses of from Acts, things that Paul said, and this was toward the end of his life. And he says in verse 22 of chapter 20, "And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me, save there that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me." In other words, there were prophetic warnings that Paul was going to enter into time of affliction and bondage as a under the Roman system. And so, but he makes a very important statement. He says, "But none," in verse 24, "none of these things move me, and neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." Beloved, can we say those same words about ourselves? Now, you might say, "Well, Sister Glass, that's the Apostle Paul." No, the fact is we all have a course to finish. We all have a race to run. God has given us all a ministry, whatever that may be. It's specific and unique to each one of us, and none of us can do, and no one else can do what God's called us to do any better. He has a job for you, beloved, for you, brother and sister. Can you say that that ministry which you've received of the Lord, which regardless of what it is, it testifies of the grace of God, the gospel of the grace of God? And so he's saying, let me read just a few verses down, verse 28, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost had made you overseers," he's speaking to the leaders, "to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood." And he's sharing some final thoughts as he goes back to Jerusalem, but he said, "None of these things move me." Look at all the things that the Apostle Paul had accomplished in his life, the studies. He was studied under Gamaliel, his wisdom, his knowledge, his education, his prestige. He counted all these things but dung that he might win Christ. Hallelujah. Think about that, beloved. In fact, let me just share some of those beautiful words that he spoke in the epistle of Philippians. And we're looking at the third chapter. And he says in verse 7, he says, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yet doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency," listen to this, "of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung or refuse, that I might win Christ." And this should be our aim, our desire also, "to be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him," these beautiful immortal words, "and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead." Listen to this, "not as though I had already attained." He said, "No, I haven't made it yet. Either we're already perfect." You know, we can say amen to that as far as we're concerned, Brother Paul. But this is what he says, "I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count myself not to have apprehended, but this one thing I do," and this is his word for us, beloved, growing in the Lord, the seasons that we go through in our lives, "I forget those things which are behind, and I reach forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded." Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Paul said he counted all those things but dung that he could win Christ. There's a walk of service, beloved, which is a walk of obedience. And that obedience is a free flowing of love from his heart to yours and from your heart to his. You'll keep his commands. Why? Because you love him. For it is only as we love him that we can really, truly keep his commandments. We are indeed, beloved, coming close to that time, the end of the age, when Christ shall appear, and the will of the Father shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is the person of Christ, beloved, that we must be drawn to until we are in union with Him, so that we can say, as Paul, the life that we now live in the flesh, not tomorrow, but now, we live by the faith of the Son of God, who made this life gloriously possible by His death on Calvary. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your goodness. I thank You, Lord, that You are leading Your people. You're perfecting everything that concerns us. And we're going to go forth, Lord, with Your anointing, with Your power, with the mind of Christ. And we shall do those exploits that You've called us to do in Jesus' name. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, count it not a light thing, my workings and my dealings in your life, for I am bringing forth my desire for your life, and in so doing shall I fulfill your heart's desire, and you shall see the hand of the Lord move most wondrously in your behalf. I shall make the crooked way straight, and those hindrances, those obstacles that have stood in your path, behold, I will make a way straight for you in which to walk. And I shall cause you to mount upon your high places, and you shall know your God as you have never known me before, says the Lord. And I shall kindle a flame in your heart that shall not be quenched, but it shall grow stronger and brighter. Yea, even love and service to your God. And I shall rejoice, for I shall see you move forward into the plans that I have for you. Rejoice, beloved, for I strengthen you this day, and I shall cause you to walk in the overcoming power of your God, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we bless and praise your wonderful name. Thank you for your goodness. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, with the Lord's help and anointing, we will conclude this message in the fullness of time. Tomorrow, I invite you to join me at the same time. And as I do every at the end of every broadcast, this is a ministry of prayer and correspondence raised up by the Lord starting in 1965 with my late husband, Reverend Neil Glass. I invite you to write, share whatever needs you have, and know that I will personally pray for you and seek God in your behalf and share what will be, I know, a blessing to you. I love you. I pray for you every day and until tomorrow. This is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.